Hey there! Pull up a chair next to Dee Fish, speaker, author, business coach, basically all-around professional talker. As he spends a few minutes chatting with some of today's top entrepreneurs, writers, artists, salespeople, and executives. They might discuss their favorite craft brews, or the cutting edge of business technology, or what's playing on their headphones. Who knows where the conversation will take them? So grab a glass and join us for beer, beats, and business.
Wherever you are, whatever you're experiencing, whatever you're doing in this moment, if you may be faced with this stress, if you may be faced with a challenge, if you may be faced with a difficulty, I'm going to ask a question, and that question is, what would love say?
You just heard from Fia Mazenki. Fia is the founder of Direct Connect Coaching, and as a coach, she works with clients as they're impacting their businesses, improving relationships, excelling in their fields, experiencing greater peace, and remembering the greatness in their lives. She is a world-class coach, and I should know because she was my first coach, and it was an amazing experience, so I'm super excited to have her on the show today. My name is David Fisher, but everyone just calls me Dee Fish. I am a speaker, author, business coach myself, but most importantly, today, I want to be your host on Beer, Beats, and Business. Dee, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dee Fish. How are you?
Oh, I am living the dream. I'm living the dream, especially because I'm talking to you.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thanks so much for having me on and welcoming me with open arms. I really do appreciate it.
My arms actually are open literally right now, so, or figuratively, they're outstretched and welcoming you.
Oh, thank you.
So, all right, here's the question that I want to start with today.
Shoot.
Why do you think that forgiveness is the biggest key to greatness?
Well, that's a great question, and let me just talk a little bit about the importance of forgiveness, and I will frame in the idea and concept of forgiveness by letting you know that I've had nearly 17 years of coaching experience that has proven to me countless times, every single day, when I have the opportunity to work with people, the absolute beauty and the true greatness of forgiveness. And so I kind of feel like my coaching practice becomes a petri dish for forgiveness because,
okay.
Yeah, it's true. It's really true because what happens is when I work with an individual through whatever experiences they're having, they can be having some difficulty in business where the business may not be growing or financial stress or strain, or they may be wanting to take a step into living their dream in a much bigger way or greater way. One of the things that I've noticed that prevents people from experiencing the life of their dreams is that oftentimes they will be faced with roadblocks, and those roadblocks are always fear-based. And
okay.
Yeah, and so because the roadblocks are fear and our natural state of existence is love, the actual experience that they're having is not natural. So their fear that they are experiencing and what's preventing one of, you know, a client from really living in a peaceful, loving sort of way is when a fear presents itself. And there are countless identities to fear and reasons that fear arise, and I could probably spend 3 hours just talking about different fears that arise within people. For example, I had a client earlier today, and she was experiencing fear in the form of guilt.
Okay.
And so as we allowed guilt to just be fully present in her body, in her mind, in her heart, and then allowed her to voice that, she was able to gain clarity about what the fear was really about for her and what that mm-hmm. guilt meant and how that guilt was holding her back. And what's very interesting about the practice of forgiveness is that when you allow that experience of fear to be voiced and heard, then a new perspective can enter in the moment. And the new perspective for the client can be the perspective of forgiveness. So in other words, what happens ultimately is, for example, with this client who was faced with guilt, we rose above the guilt and looked at the guilt from a new perspective. And when we did that, she was able to see that underneath the guilt that she was feeling, there was a real love connection between she and her the person that she needed to forgive.
Okay.
And really, she was able to kind of peel back the layers of her guilt so that she could see the love. Because she was able to see her natural state of existence, she was able to forgive. And when she forgave, the tension that she was feeling in her head went away.
That's awesome. I love it. So we could sit there and unpack what you just said for hours. It was great. So for you, it's forgiveness is almost it's kind of like the eraser. Like it's the way that you erase the fear. Is that how you put it?
I would say that's probably the great first step, is that yes, it does erase the fear and it returns a person to their natural state. But it also, the forgiveness and the reality of forgiveness allows the person to reclaim his or her power by not allowing that other person or the person that they need to forgive, including themselves, and self-forgiveness is a really important part of this.
Sure.
But it reclaims the power so that that person, the person that needs forgiveness, or they're saying needs forgiveness, no longer has control over their emotions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I'm kind of connecting it back to this idea of greatness, the idea that when you're in your power and you're connected to the natural state, right, of love, that's when you can start to access whatever it is that you want to manifest, whatever you want to create.
Yes, and it is because you are removing the roadblock being fear. You're mm-hmm. moving into a state of forgiveness, reclaiming your power, and greatness is a natural outcome of that. It's the natural outcome. And so here's the coolest thing about what happens when clients move through forgiveness. The coolest thing is that they don't really have to do anything. So in other words, they don't have to, you know, talk about their business or think about it. And it doesn't mean that they don't have to plan it. So
right.
It just means that as a natural state of being in love, things just automatically happen. So the natural state of being in the existence or the reality of love then allows business to drive forward. So for in the example of this client, things have happened in her business very naturally, organically. I mean, she's got a business plan, don't get me wrong. She's got intentions and goals that she focuses on a daily basis. But if you talk to her, she would say that, hey, I'm not working hard at all. I just know what I want. And then because she is experiencing herself in a natural state, then the business takes care of itself.
Gotcha. So she's still putting the work in, so to speak, but it's not hard work. She's not pushing against something. She's actually able to be kind of in flow.
Yes. It would be like rowing your boat downstream as opposed to trying to row it upstream.
Gotcha. Well, I'm playing a little bit of a devil's advocate here just because I want everybody to understand the process, because full disclosure, one of the reasons we're talking is you were one of my first coaches. And you got a chance to work with me years ago on this stuff, and it's truly awesome. I wanted to ask you about that. Like, if you think about coaching for 17 years, that's a lot of conversations with people. That's helping a lot of people. What has been the biggest shift for you personally over that time in how you coach people? What has evolved for you in your approach, or has it not changed? Has it always been the same for you?
Well, here's what I would say has evolved, and I personally have evolved, and I personally look at my main role in my own life is to be real about some of the things that I'm fearing and look at ways and methods to remove any roadblocks of fear so that I can continue to be in my own natural state of existence, which is love. Now, does that happen 24/7, 365? No, it does not. But, you know, as...
Wait, you're not perfect?
No.
I thought all coaches are perfect.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I tell my clients. I'm like, I got everything figured out.
Yeah, no. No, in fact, the more you move along the coaching trail, the more things kind of present to you to practice, as it allows you the opportunity to practice what you preach.
Right.
And so... because of that, you have two choices. You can apply the principles that you teach, or you can shy away from them and be inauthentic. And I choose to be authentic in you know, my coaching principles and practice. And so that's how it happens. So the evolution of the evolution of my coaching begins with the evolution of myself and the love that I carry within. And I have found that as I learn this, the great elements of love and how love in leadership roles I teach this stuff to people every single day in a business capacity, and
right.
I found that as people get in touch and they remove fear from their lives and get in touch with their own greatness, and they remember, I always say, I'm just here to help you to remember your greatness, because you already are. And
right.
This fear is just a veil. It doesn't mean anything. It's not real. And so as we remove the veil, things just naturally evolve. And that is probably the biggest step that I have seen, and I've seen... in the work that I do with clients, I've seen tremendous shifts, and I would even call them, from my own perspective, miraculous shifts within people when you can remove the veil of fear or the roadblock of fear and allow just the natural state of their reality, that being love, to just come forth. And I'm talking tremendous things that happen as a result, such as business flowing very easily, and people that have had anxiety or depression being able to shift from that, even off of meds and out of medicating themselves for those purposes. And I don't adhere to, chuck your meds out the window, but I have witnessed and seen people through their own courage be able to do that. People that have had, issues with eating disorders that have been able to deal with those eating disorders, or image disorders, or bullying, or I've seen the gamut of different types of experiences, and that's why I know it's true, D-Fish. I know this stuff is true because it's universal, and it can work for a 10-year-old child as much as it can work for a very successful CEO of a company. It's all universally true.
Well, and that's what's really interesting, because, and definitely the work that we did years and years ago, and then kind of the path that put me on as well, is I always, even when working with my own clients, say, like, some of this stuff, I mean, it's not therapy. Like, I'm not going to put you on a couch. But if you can't get yourself right as a person, of course your business isn't going to be right. And I focus obviously mostly on business clients. But it's interesting to see how what somebody listening in might go, oh, it's about love and getting rid of fear. Wow, that sounds ooh-wee-oo. And then you really look at, like, the very real impact it has on day-to-day life, right? On business, on relationships, you know, the whole gamut you just went through. And that, for me, is kind of why I've always found it funny when people don't address the whole human being when they look at the problems of the world or just of their lives, right? You know, they think, oh, I can just slap, you know, my business. I just need, you know, a new salesperson, or I just need to get some more cash into the business, or we just need a new logo and then everything will be perfect, or a new business plan. But if, like, they're at the core, as you would say, kind of like if they're not accessing their own being as a being of love, they don't have fertile ground for anything to grow on.
Absolutely.
And they're just stuck. So
listen, this stuff to me is it's so simple. It's not easy, but it's so simple. And I've had the benefit of 17 years of coaching experience. Again, in my, I always say my purple couches in my office are my petri dish, and I alluded to that earlier. You know, like, come sit on the purple couch, and I know that it is going to, I have full confidence that it's going to work as long as the person works with it. And I got a text from another client that I was working with a couple days ago, and I tell him, just be a supporter of the people that you are leading, and lead from your heart, lead from love, and see what happens. And of course, we do work to help him move through his own fears. And that's the initial thing that always mm-hmm. works. This stuff is definitely an inside out process. It's never an outside in process. And so when we can move through from the inside out where fears may be presenting for any person, any human being, to get them back to who they normally are anyway, business, mm-hmm. business just happens. And this client that texted me this morning said, hey, normally I am a leader who fixes problems. I would kind of judge. He had a woman on his team that was coming to his guidance today, where, you know, it was atypical behavior. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about is just being there and knowing that your people are going to present fears to you. And if you can mm-hmm. get to the heart and core of those fears, then you can automatically shift. And so the text message that I got from him this morning was, thank you. Because normally I would just be trying to fix and analyze and do all this very cerebral stuff. And mm-hmm. rather than just say, how can I support you? What's coming up for you? What are you afraid of? Those are really key questions for leaders. And when you can get to the heart of the fear and allow them to shift out of that, then the relationship shifts into your natural state. And so when they're in their natural state, and the person that he was leading today and guiding through this call today, she shifted out, and it worked. Mm. And it's that simple. And so you really don't have to think about it, because it's who you are.
Right.
That's why it's so simple.
Yeah, I love it. And, well, as you said, not necessarily easy, right? I mean, I think in some ways so much of, I think of philosophy or even spirituality or religion, however you want to kind of think about the different ways humans have tried to go about answering this question of how do I get back to, you know, my original self or my essence. And we put a lot of time and energy and effort into it, but sometimes it's like, just calm down, right? Make it a lot more simple than it actually is.
Exactly.
But people really, why do you think people struggle against that? That always intrigues me. It's like, why do we make it harder on ourselves?
I'll tell you what I have found, D-Fish, and because, again, I've had tens of thousands of conversations over the years about this subject, and I'm deeply, deeply, deeply passionate about it. And so what's so interesting about it is the ego, which is our kind of, I consider the ego as our separated mind. So
okay.
The mind is, you have two, every single person has two voices in his or her own head. It's the voice of inspiration, which is a really soft, subtle, quiet voice that says, hey, D Fish, you got this. Hey, mm-hmm. You're going to make it through. Hey, you know, when you're thinking about, oh my gosh, where did I lose those keys? The subtle voice says, hey, look in your coat pocket or look on your dresser. That's where you left them. It's really
right.
Quiet. It's really subtle. And the voice of the ego is the separated mind. And the voice of the ego is very loud. It's very judgmental. And it's very, very critical. It's the inner critic. And the,
right.
And the voice of the inner critic is here to present problems. And the problems distract you from your natural state of existence. And so if you didn't have these problems, you would be living really calm, really quiet, you know, really peaceful,
right?
Right.
Right.
So these problems come in and they present, these problems present for you to be distracted from your natural state. And if you can recognize and identify that, hey, these problems are coming in to pull me away from my natural state. They're going to help me to forget who I really truly am, which is greatness in the place of love. And I'm not separated from that.
Right.
You know, it's like the drop of water from the ocean. The drop of water may be away from the ocean, but it's really not separate from the ocean.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because a lot of times I think with our egos, and, you know, I think both of us and many of the people who are listening in, like, we have pretty decent lives, right? You know, I have food. I have shelter. I do have some people that love me. Like, that's not a given for a lot of people in the world. Like, our ego tried to protect us when we did have these challenges, but now that we don't have a lot of the challenges, it's almost like it's trying to invent a reason for it to be around.
Yes.
In fact, I've had that thought recently where I'm like, wow, I'm really stressed out about this one part of my business. And then I'm like, well, wait a second. My business is actually better than it's ever been. Like, things are great. Like, I need to just calm down. It's okay. But the ego keeps going, no, I'm important. I'm valid. Listen to me. Arr. And yeah, you just have to be like, okay, shh.
Right. And actually, what I have found as a really valuable process to fish is this. Rather than just try to resist what the ego's saying, just bring it up. Let it come. Mm. Let it come in. Let it come up. You know, it's a great exercise for our listeners out there to just say, okay, what is that business problem? That what's the identity of that? Like, write it out. If you can't speak it out with someone else, write it all out. And then mm-hmm. just go, what's the worst case scenario here that could happen? And then what's possible? Because see, what happens with most people is they feel like they should only feel positive emotions. You know, like we're
right.
taught that positive emotions are really the only valuable emotions, that we should really, we shouldn't be angry, we shouldn't be sad, we shouldn't be fearful, we shouldn't be enraged, any of those things. Well, the reality is, I've had so many people on the phone or on the purple couches in my office that they've got all of those emotions. And the coolest thing is, once they're given permission to voice those feelings and get that out of their system, then they can just get to a place of peace and calm through the practice of forgiveness. And it's an amazing shift. It's amazing. It's amazing to watch a teenager who's getting bullied actually speak how badly and how fearful that bully makes her feel.
Mm-hmm.
And not being able to embrace the concept of forgiveness maybe initially, but then being able to, as perspective changes, as we look at it as not an you know, a personal attack, but it's just maybe something, an insecurity that person may feel.
Right.
And by looking at that, then inviting the art of forgiveness in, and when that happens, and I got a text from, this was a specific person, I got a text from her recently because of somebody that came in, and I said, how are you feeling? And she said, I feel really calm. My anxiety has dissipated quite a bit. And then I got a follow-up text message from her mother that said how happy she was to see that she was actually smiling and singing around the house. And it had been a long time. And that was in one session. One time.
Wow.
And so the reason why I know this practice and process works, Steve Fish, is because it works universally for anyone that's in business, because everybody has feelings. And those feelings, once they are validated, voiced, heard, and released, can then, when you walk through those feelings, you can feel the peace and calm that is your natural state. And that's why I know it works. That's why I'm so confident in the process, because I've witnessed it tens of thousands of times over these years.
No, that's awesome. As I always say, every business person starts as a person, right?
Right. And they're not separate.
Yeah, they're not two different things.
There's no separation. So the old idea from the 80s of, oh, you've got to separate, you know, business and personal, is a bunch of bunk, because you're not separate. You're a whole being. And until you address the whole being, and that would be thoughts that are separated, feelings that are separated, beliefs that are separated. And as you go through that and allow yourself the conscious awareness of what's going on through those feelings and what's happening, then you can go, oh my goodness, that's a separated thought, or that's a separated belief. Now, where did that come from? And you can identify where, you know, where it originated, and then allow yourself to release it. And it's, like I said, it's a beautiful thing to watch a person be able to move through that roadblock of fear and be able to feel peace. And when you can see people walk outside of your office, or like this morning, my client on the phone who happens to be, you know, across the country, and when I said, tell me how your head feels now, and she said, it feels relief, free. How do you feel? What do you feel in your heart? I feel free. I feel whole. Those are the things that happen as a result. And then the great outcome of that is business is impacted, relationships are impacted, everything around her rises up, because love is such a high and powerful vibration in our world. And that's who we are. So we just match that. And so it's very beautiful to witness. And I feel completely blessed to be able to have watched people transform over the years as I have.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. You are listening in to Beer, Beats, and Business. I'm your host, Dee Fish. If you want to reach out to me, please shoot me a tweet at DFishRockstar. Feel free to shoot me one right now. Of course, don't do that if you're driving. We're going to have a lot of great guests coming up in the future. We'd love to have you listening to more shows. So please hit the subscribe button. And also, if you're liking what we're doing, we'd love a positive ranking on iTunes. And today I'm talking with Fee Mazenki, who is a good friend of mine. She is the founder of Direct Connect Coaching, and she works with clients as they're impacting their businesses, improving relationships, excelling in their fields, experiencing greater peace, and remembering the greatness in their lives. And by the way, Fee, what is the best way for people to reach out to you, or just to find out more about the work you're doing?
Thank you, Dee Fish. I'd be happy to speak with anyone out there that is looking for support. And best way to do it is you can email me at fi@directconnectcoaching.com. Or you can reach out to me via Facebook at Direct Connect Coaching on Facebook. Or I'll also throw out my cell phone number, and that is 630-338-7619. Shoot me a text. Let me know what's happening, and I'll be happy to support you if you're looking for this type of or level of coaching.
Awesome. Awesome. And in fact, one thing I did want to touch on quickly is, I know you've got something new coming out that sounded really cool, the Minute of Empowerment.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So what I did recently, and I'm actually waiting for it to get back from the editing process,
Okay. I know all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course you do. So what I did recently is I wrote and produced and somebody filmed me professionally 52 videos. And what I did was I took a collection of things that I have heard in my coaching practice and ways to bring awareness to those things, issues. It might be about financial abundance, or it might be about the process of forgiveness, or it might be on leadership. And so as a result of having so many wonderful experiences with so many diverse clients over the years, I put these things together in a 1-minute package, because guess what? I'm really busy, and so is everybody else. And
right,
so
right.
If we can bring empowering thoughts and empowerment to people to bring a level of introspective awareness in a minute or less, or it might be a minute and 20 seconds. I don't really know. I didn't have a clock timer, but I was close, right?
All right. We're rounding to the nearest minute.
Right? So yeah. Anyway, so I put these together. I wrote them all out. I filmed them just a couple weeks ago, and they're still at the editor right now. And I'm going to put these out on all of the social media platforms. I'm going to put them all out there so that people can actually take a minute. And always at the end of each video, there's a question. And the question is there for the purpose of greater conscious awareness from within. Because everything that I do is a practice from the inside out. And so because of that, I have like these invoking questions to get you to think a little bit differently, or ask yourself some inspiring questions to kind of get the tables churning on, hey, there may be a fear that's coming up here, and so what might this fear be, so that, hey, I can move through my own roadblock. So those are coming out soon. I'm very excited about them, very excited about being on the video platform now, and, it'll be out all over social media, so that is coming.
Awesome. And when it comes out, we'll definitely make sure that we link to it in the show notes for this program as well, so we can send people to them, because I know they will rock.
Thank you.
And I'm excited about it. So I actually realized that we haven't had a chance to talk music, beer, sports, which I know you're passionate about. You're a Chicago Bears fan, but I still love you. But which just shows how awesome this conversation has been. So just for time, I'm just going to wrap us up today. I think this was great, great stuff. But I always ask my guests our last question, and I think there's a lot of tips that people have already pulled from what we've talked about today. But if you could give someone one tip to make today, right now, a little bit better, what would it be?
I love this question, D-Fish. And I mean, it's so hard to boil down to just one thing.
Got to pick one.
But I am. I'm going to pick one thing, okay? I'm going to pick one thing. And so wherever you are, whatever you're experiencing, whatever you're doing in this moment, if you may be faced with this stress, if you may be faced with a challenge, if you may be faced with a difficulty, I'm going to ask a question. And that question is, what would love say?
Fantastic.
That's it. What would love
fantastic.
Say?
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I really like
yep.
it. Perfect.
Yep.
Fee, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, D-Fish. It's been an honor and a privilege to be with you. I'm just so proud of all of the beautiful work that you're doing, all the wonderful networking that you've been putting out to people. It's such great information, the stuff that you're doing with teaching people about networking and developing and enhancing skill sets that people really need these days, because relationships are so important. And you've got this science down, Pat, and I commend you. And it's been such a joy for me to watch you grow and evolve into your business and see how many wonderful, beautiful people you are supporting out in the world.
Well, thank you. I will let you come on to my program and say nice things about me anytime.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Bye, Fee.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for stopping by today and listening in. You can find show notes and links for this episode at beerbeatsandbusiness.com. You can also share this episode through social media and leave reviews through iTunes or any of your favorite podcasting services. If you have feedback, leave DFish a message on Twitter at DFishRockstar. And of course, we'll save a spot for you at the bar for the next Beer, Beats, and Business.
I'm DFish. Thanks for joining us today.
May the ethers of the universe take us on a path that we are meant to go today, to inspire and to bring forth a message of greater love, peace, clarity, and whatever else people are looking for when they're listening to BBB.
B3. That was more well said than any way I could have done it. So.